Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. Now, while at my website, be sure to click on our podcast page to check out our past shows and also subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You know, the last few days we've been battered with a storm here in Southern California. And so today I thought it'd be appropriate to bring up one of our old and favorite topics, how to save for a rainy day. And that simply means having access to enough money to see you through inevitable financial rainstorms. And I like to tell my clients, you can't stop the rain, but you can stay dry. It's what I like to call the rainy day protection. And preparing for rainy days is particularly important as you age and storm clouds in the form of illness and the rising cost of healthcare begins to build. So during our show today, we're going to discuss how you can prepare yourself and your finances for those rainy days that we all experience from time to time. But before we open our umbrellas and discuss how to stay dry from the rain, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, whose personality is always a ray of sunshine, even on the rainiest days.
Aw, well, that is a compliment, Stephen. Thank you. And I like how you framed the idea of financial rainy days. And like you are experiencing rain, we might be experiencing snow here pretty soon. So I would take rain over snow personally. But, you know, you're right. We can't avoid them. We can't control the weather, obviously, but we can take steps to keep ourselves dry. So where are we going?
Yeah, when discussing rainy day protection, one of the most important conversation points is long-term care costs. So we'll start with that. As we all know, long-term care can be pretty expensive, but it really doesn't mean your nest egg has to bear the burden of covering all of those costs. I like to walk my clients through different types of life insurance policies that do include long-term care benefits. An insurance policy with long-term care benefits may provide you with some flexibility to do some of the things you want to do during retirement, but more importantly, not worry about saving enough money to address the possibility of requiring costly long-term care services in the future. So here's a twist. If you end up not needing long-term care services, your beneficiaries may actually be able to receive a tax-free death benefit. Now that's rainy day protection with some real flexibility.
Wow, I really like that. It seems to me that what you're describing is like an umbrella we keep in the trunk of the car. I mean, we probably won't need it, but if unexpected rain showers pop up or snow like a snow brush, we'll be grateful it's there.
It's a really good analogy, Jacqueline. Now, and also an important part of the rainy day protection plan is having an emergency fund. Let's begin by noting some of the things that you probably wouldn't need to be dipping into your emergency fund for. Like, for example, if your house were to burn down, that would be a terrible situation, but your homeowner's insurance would likely cover most of the cost. It's much the same with even a fender bender. Even an expense out of your normal routine, like a long trip, would probably be taken out of your normal cash reserves rather than your emergency funds. So the question is, what should an emergency fund be used for?
That sounds like a great question. You took the words right out of my mouth, Stephen. So don't keep us in suspense here. What exactly is the purpose of an emergency fund?
Well, in my experience, one of the most common reasons people dip into an emergency fund is for healthcare related events. Other common reasons for dipping into emergency funds may be something like a home repair or replacing an appliance or maybe even helping a child or grandchild with an unexpected expense. Now, the key word here is unexpected. Often these things you don't want to put on a credit card because of the interest or to dip into a checking or savings for. When discussing rainy day protections with clients, I'm often asked what happens to an emergency fund money if it's never spent. But the obvious answer is that the money can be directed to a beneficiary or beneficiaries of your choice, just like any other asset. The big emergency fund question I get is how money can be placed into an account that provides both growth, safety, and accessibility.
Growth, safety, and accessibility. All three are important, and building an emergency fund that has all three of them is a good reason to work closely with a financial services professional, which is a financial advisor.
That's right. While it is true that it can be challenging to find growth in things like CDs and money markets, there are other options that really can help position you to enjoy growth without sacrificing accessibility should you need it or the opportunity to leave unspent money to your heirs. And that option is life insurance. For a one-time premium, there's no surrender charges or penalties, and the cash surrender value for at least the first several years, depending on the product, is going to be equal to or more than your original premium payment. So that means if something does happen and you need the money, you can get it back. And depending on the options you choose, you may also be able to earn interest on the cash value in improving the possibility of growth. If you never need the money, it will go to your kids or other named beneficiaries. Because it's life insurance, the amount your beneficiaries would receive will be more than the original premium you paid. And assuming you don't take any distributions, it will be tax-free. Also, if you need the coverage for a long-term care or terminal illness, you can access the money from the policy in a lump sum. As with any other financial product, life insurance probably isn't the best option for everyone. If you think life insurance may be a fit for your rainy day protection needs, I'd really recommend sitting down with your financial advisor to weigh the pros and cons.
That sounds like a great action plan. Before we continue, Stephen, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, listeners can always visit our website at veritywealthgroup.com or call my office at 626-650-9486. I'll be glad to discuss any rainy day protection and life insurance, as well as how we can help answer any other questions you might have on your financial strategy and your retirement.
Thank you, Stephen. Well, this has been an excellent show so far today, and I really like how you've emphasized that we can't prevent financial rainy days, but we can prepare for them.
Yep, and when it comes to giving yourself rainy day protection, working to avoid common financial mistakes as much as possible is really the next thing I want to address. In a recent Investopedia article, top 10 most common financial mistakes, something caught my eye because it has some excellent insights into some of the mistakes I've seen often during my own career. The article's first common mistake is spending too much money on things you really don't need. When I point out things to clients that they're spending a lot of money on and then ask them if it's something they really need, they almost always give me an emphatic yes. But as we talk more about it, that emphatic yes often becomes more of a, yeah, I don't really need it. Take lunch, for example. If you're spending $50 a week on an afternoon bite, it's easy to think $50 isn't going to break your financial strategy. But let's think more broadly about the numbers. $50 a week is $200 a month. That already hits you a little differently, doesn't it? And how about this? $50 a week for 52 weeks is $2,600 a year. Clearly, keeping that $2,600 a year in your bank account is a way to give yourself a little bit more rainy day protection.
Well, full disclosure here, Stephen. I've definitely been guilty of going out to lunch a little too often. And even with Thanksgiving coming up, it's not holding me back. And like you said, on any given day, it's easy to say, hey, it's only 10 bucks. Hey, coffee in the morning? It's only $8, right? But if you add it up over time, that 10 bucks becomes a much bigger pile of money.
Let me add something here. I don't want to imply that you shouldn't go out to dinner or lunch or buy a latte once in a while. But just be thoughtful about how often you're doing it and how much you're spending. building a good financial strategy has nothing to do with denying yourself the things that make life enjoyable. It's simply about balance. Another simple way to give yourself a little bit more of a rainy day protection is to keep very close track of your spending habits. And this is probably one of my favorites. Things like subscriptions and memberships. The recurring payment trap is getting larger all the time, thanks to things like Amazon Prime, streaming music, TV, and of course, gym memberships and much more. Much like going out to lunch, it's easy to look at Disney Plus and think the price isn't a big deal. And on its own, it's probably not, but you toss in Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Spotify, and even a gym membership again. All of a sudden, you're talking about a lot of money. But all told, it could be well over $1,000 a year. Again, I'm not really suggesting you should get rid of all those services and you know, things that bring you enjoyment. I'm merely suggesting that you get rid of the ones that you don't really use enough. After all, if you sat down with your financial advisor and said you had an extra $1,500, they'd be able to help you put it in some place that would allow it to grow.
That sounds like a great plan. And what could be better for retirement than contributing more money to an account that provides growth for you?
Exactly. Now, relying too much on credit cards is something else that can really affect your ability to give your finances some rainy day protection. Credit cards are more an important financial tool for most Americans because they can make it a little easier to pay for things like gas, groceries, and other essentials. But you have to be smart with them. You know, when discussing credit cards, I usually urge people to pay off their credit card balance at the end of each month. That way you can take advantage of rewards without getting hit by the interest that builds and builds. And also important it is to be cautious about how you're using them. This is why emergency funds is important. Let's say the fridge conks out a week before Thanksgiving when you'll be hosting 20 family members. You obviously have to replace it, but using cash from your emergency fund rather than putting it on plastic means you aren't paying for a fridge and interest. Opening your financial strategy umbrella so you don't get drenched by interest is some really seriously good rainy day protection.
Well, and because of the advice that you've given on previous shows, I limit my credit card use as much as possible. And I only use cards that have rewards and perks that I'll actually use. For instance, airline miles and cash back. Those are pretty important to me right now. And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and here's another financial mistake to avoid, which is purchasing a brand new vehicle. When you need a new set of wheels, focusing on gently used makes a tremendous amount of financial sense. Millions of cars are sold every year, and I'm sure it's no surprise to many of our listeners that very few of those cars are purchased outright with cash. Most people have to finance their vehicle, which means they're paying interest on something that's actually losing value every single day. And if you're someone who trades in a vehicle every couple of years, you're probably losing money on every time. If you buy something that's a year or two old, but still has low miles and some warranty left, you're going to keep potentially thousands of dollars in your pocket. And those thousands of dollars can go into your savings or an investment account. That means more rainy day protection for your finances.
Well, I love that idea. And I've really enjoyed our show so far about the importance of rainy day protection for our finances. So what's next, Stephen?
Well, the Investopedia article, Top 10 Most Common Financial Mistakes, next addresses purchasing a home. American homes seem to be getting larger and larger. 5 and 6 bedrooms, finished basements, 4-car garages, and bonus rooms and more. If you have a large family, it's possible you might need some of those things. But if you're a family of 4, do you need something that large? Don't forget about taxes, upkeep, and monthly utilities. The bigger the house, the bigger the heating bill. A 3-bedroom house with a 2-car garage may not be glamorous, but it has a much smaller price, lower taxes, and even less upkeep. Maybe one of the best things you can do before you retire is to pay off your mortgage, and doing so will be much easier if you buy a home that fits your needs and doesn't break the bank. Not overextending yourself on a mortgage is probably another way to give your finances some rainy day protection.
Well, all those home renovation shows make it seem like no one can live without a six-burner, chef-inspired stove. The truth is, most of us can live quite happily without one.
And let's also discuss housing a little bit more. Another financial mistake you should avoid so you can provide yourself with some more rainy day protection is to not rely much on home equity. While refinancing may mean you're getting a nice amount of money, it also means you're giving away ownership to someone else. However, if refinancing means you end up with a lower interest rate or you can quickly pay down some of your high interest debt, that may be a good move. But refinancing should only be undertaken with much thought and with the assistance of a financial advisor. I'll add that a home equity line of credit may be a good alternative because you're essentially using the equity you built in your home as a credit card. But be cautious. This step may mean you're paying interest on the credit funds you use.
And as you noted a moment ago, Stephen, refinancing or taking out a home equity line of credit isn't something that you should take on yourself. Use the experience of your financial advisor.
Yeah, and the next potential financial mistake that could make it harder to give yourself some rainy day protection is living paycheck to paycheck. As the article explains, as of October 2023, the U.S. household personal savings rate was 3.8%. It's hard out there, I get it. Prices are rising and it seems like wages aren't rising to match. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you shouldn't really feel like you're doing something wrong. If a person has to spend every dollar they earn to cover their bills, the impact of even one missed paycheck can be disastrous. It's particularly important to not be in that situation if the economy begins to falter. Now, if you're living paycheck to paycheck during an economic downturn, you likely won't have the wiggle room you need to give yourself any rainy day protection. Many financial advisors recommend keeping 3 months' worth of expenses in an account you can access quickly. A job loss or economic change may drain your savings and put you in a seemingly endless cycle of using debt to pay debt. A 3 month cushion may be the difference between keeping or losing your housing.
The peace of mind that comes with knowing you have a few months of money put away to address a difficult circumstance is something that you can't put a price on.
Yeah, and not budgeting in a way that suits your lifestyle is probably another mistake to avoid. I've worked with a lot of people who forget that their retirement income, no matter how well they've saved and planned, will likely be less than what it was when they were working. Thankfully, their expenses will likely also be lower. So with some strategy adjustments, they can get back on solid financial footing. A common mistake is thinking you'll need too much income. When you retire, your spending habits typically change, particularly if you move into a smaller home, as an example. I know clients who've been very surprised when I told them they'll be able to maintain their preferred lifestyle on about 75% of their income they had when they were still working. Building a budget that you understand and stick to is another way you can provide yourself with some rainy day protection.
Absolutely. And that's a great point. Having a plan, sticking to the plan, little by little, it will get better. So after the show, Stephen, I'm going to sit down and reassess how much rainy day protection I have in my own financial strategy.
Ultimately, you can't control the weather that's waiting for you in the future. It may be all sunshine and blue skies, but more than likely it'll be a mix of sunshine and some rainy days. So the trick is to prepare for all of it as much as possible. Saving money for a rainy day is always a good idea no matter what your age is, and becomes increasingly important as you grow older and retire. Rainy days in retirement can include very expensive things like healthcare costs, not to mention long-term care services. The goal of rainy day protection is to help you manage those potential challenges as efficiently as possible.
Well, this has been an info-packed show today, Stephen. Do you have anything else to say to our listeners before we say goodbye?
As always, if you have any questions about rainy day protection, retirement, or any other part of your financial strategy, visit us at veritywealthgroup.com or call us at 626-650-9486. It's always our goal to help you prepare for your retirement that you've worked so hard for.
Well, that's amazing. And that concludes another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report. Take care, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.